I think most of you have still got a few eggs on your table if you haven't already eaten them, and you're very welcome to eat them. But I just thought I would mention, I'm sure most of you know what the relevance of eggs is. John was speaking the other night on Thursday night and said that at the Passover meal they had boiled eggs, and they actually dipped those in the salty water, and they represented the destruction of the temple for the Passover meal. But in medieval times, you couldn't eat eggs during Lent. They were forbidden. And then when Easter came, you could indulge, but they were the hard-boiled kind. And the idea was that the shell on the outside represented the sealed tomb. And then as you broke them open, it represented resurrection. Eggs also represent new life. Most things come from an egg. I don't mean plants, but that are human come from a little egg in the first instance, and are brought through to new life. And so at Easter, I'm not sure how many people think about that when they're indulging in all the chocolate, thinking about the new life that they perhaps represent. But you know, when in our readings before, we were talking about we can have new life in Jesus, new life for each one of us. And it all happened when Jesus came and died on the cross. And as our first video said, he bridged that gap, the gap that sin caused, so that we couldn't come into the presence of God. And Jesus died so that we could. The word that I've got today is very short, but it's also a strong word. The Lord has laid it on my heart to share with you today. When I spoke last, I was talking about the parable of the talents, and we looked at the two who used their talents well and were rewarded. And the master said to them, "Well done, good and faithful servants, enter in to the joy of your master." And there was that sense that the joy wasn't theirs. It was the master's, and they were being welcomed in to the master's joy, because the master's joy is perfect. It's absolutely amazing. And Jesus wants us to share what he has won for us. And when that word became flesh, if you like, God took on humanity in the form of Jesus. And he became what we are so that we might become what he is. He came into our situation to invite us into his situation. He entered our family, the human race, so that we can enter his family. The Son of God became flesh so that we who are flesh might become sons and daughters of God. Jesus died to bring us in to this life. And you might all say today, amen to that. That what Jesus has done is died to bring us into that life. But is that the way we live? I want you to ask yourself today, is that the way I live? Am I wanting him to come into my world? Perhaps make some changes where he thinks might be necessary, but nevertheless to fit in with me, to fit in with my plans and where I am. Well, I want you to know today, Jesus didn't pay a huge price so that he might fit in. He came to bring radical transformation. Radical transformation in your life and in mine. He died to bring us into a new life and not to come and fit in with ours. And I want to ask you this Easter, how much are you really prepared to lay on the altar, to let go that's in your life? So many Christians today try to fit Jesus in to their life. And that isn't what he wants. He wants us to fit into his life. Because you know, that's where we get the abundance of what he has to offer. If we're not feeling abundance in our life, is it because we're trying to make Jesus fit in to our plans? You know, we quote so often, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And sometimes we quote that when things have gone wrong in our lives and we say, you know, but this is what the Lord says. But you know, sometimes it's because we've made plans that have gone wrong and we've invited him into our plans instead of going into what plans he has for us. So I just want you to ask yourself that question this Easter. Are you the type of Christian that's invited God into your plans, into your life, to fit in somewhere with the things that you plan and you do? Or are you the type of Christian that lays everything down and says, "Lord, this is what I have. I'm laying it on your altar because I want what you've got. I want what you've done for me. I want to get on board with your plans. I want to be part of this new life that you are offering me." And I just feel so strongly that God is asking us to do that. We live in a consumerist society now, and we pick and choose the kind of things that we want. And I just fear that some Christians are trying to do exactly the same, to pick bits out, to make God fit in somewhere along the line to their plans, when he died so that we might fit in with him. He died because he knew what he had to offer was an abundance of life. And we need to say, "Lord, I want that. That's what I want in my life. I'm willing to lay everything down to have that abundance of life that you have offered me." 1 Peter 1:3 says, "In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." How much are you in that living hope that he is offering this Easter? Let's pray together. Father, help us to see that the plans that you have for us are great plans. And sometimes, Lord, we think we've got the best plans, but we pray that you'd open our eyes. Lord, you said you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And Lord, when we don't feel that abundance, help us to ask ourselves, is it because I'm not in that new life totally? I'm holding back. I'm trying to fit you in. Father, open our eyes this Easter time. And help us to see just how much of an amazing Saviour is part of our life. Just how much Jesus is Lord. Lord, we want you to be all that we ever need. And we know you are. So help us, Lord, to get on board with what you are offering. To jump in to your plans and realize that for ourselves, we can't see the future. We don't know what's best, but you do. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for the privilege of new life in Christ. Help us to enter in all that that means. In Jesus' lovely name. Amen.